Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Westwood One. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, November 26, 2018, your daily source for esports and video game discussion. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, you know what stinks? Review culture. In an era where reviews are being weaponized, how do you decide what to trust when buying a new game? Plus, December is almost upon us, so we have to take a look at what next month's major video game releases have in store. But we start today playing catch-up from the weekend. It was a holiday weekend, so we got to check in with the Checkpoint Radio crew, Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
It must be a pretty big payload. Over at the draw board, Norris Howard.
It doesn't work.
And over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan.
Check a look. What was that?
I forgot what I usually say.
Eat a little bit too much turkey?
Gone for a few days.
Jeez. What was that?
I know. I almost said what up, which is what I say in the podcast, but I'm like, that's not the right one.
Gone for 2 days.
I know, right?
And he forgets his line.
It was 4 days, including the weekend.
Two extra days.
But you know what? I got to say that's the first four consecutive days off that I've had in...
ever?
Maybe a decade? Maybe.
Ever for me.
Maybe. I mean, it may have been in college when I was forced to, right? Like, I used to work at the dorms, the front desk of the dorms, and they would close the campus, and you would have to go home.
I feel so bad for you.
Why?
Because that's such a long time.
It's a terribly long time. But here's the thing, though, is that... you know, working low rung of the totem pole in broadcasting, that's...
oh, yeah, you get the worst shifts.
It's not even the worst shifts, but it's like broadcasting never stops, right? Yeah. The radio still has to continue on. Even, you know, after your talent gets to knock off for the holidays, someone's got to be there running the content so that the radio station doesn't go off the air. That was this guy for a long time.
Yeah, see, Torquil actually figured it out. He said that my brain isn't used to that much vacation. I think it just assumed I got fired.
Dude, this 4 days messed up my sleep schedule completely.
Oh, mine too. Absolutely.
Destroyed.
I woke up on Thanksgiving and my mom was listening to a very popular radio show, morning radio show, that happens to broadcast out of the same building that we do.
Yeah. I'm not going to name names.
I was listening to them and I'm thinking, like, there's no way they're working on Thanksgiving. Oh, wait a minute, I've been doing this game for years. They recorded this yesterday.
Exactly.
Prior today.
Probably not even that. Yeah, this is probably cobbled together from some of their best bits that they've done over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, so it was an epic weekend for me because I had basically 4 free days to sink into video gaming.
And to not talk to each other.
Well, that may be true of you guys, but Robbie and I did a lot of hanging out.
Yeah. Oh,
we were roving the wasteland.
That's right. We were spending a bunch of time in Fallout 76.
It wasn't just me and him either. We had to hang out with a ton of our listeners. Dark Flux, obviously. Lloyd, Skurro.
Heartslot
was there. Taliesin a little bit. Omega Weltall.
And that's what's up. I got to say, I am having a lot of fun playing Fallout 76. And I think what I like best about Fallout 76 is the fact that, like, it lends itself to bizarre and crazy moments. Like, that was one of the things that I really liked about PUBG initially, before it became super competitive, is that people would, like, drive around cars and do crazy stuff that, like, Halifax still does.
Yeah, right.
But,
weirdness.
Like, everyone was doing it. And it was super weird and fun and hilarious.
It was more sandboxy back then.
And Fallout 76, at least in these early days where people are still figuring things out and still exploring
still
the map.
Fun.
It feels very much, you know, like the fun that we're having is very organic. And I really like that about the game.
It's very reminiscent of the way that I felt in my first few MMOs, which I haven't been able to capture in any game, MMO or otherwise, since then. Dark Flux killed me again, this time with a fire axe. Yeah.
All right, well, so last time was a mistake. That was with grenades.
No, this was on purpose.
No, but that reminds me of like when GTA Online first came out. And,
yes.
And it wasn't so like objective based, and it wasn't about people. Like literally you could go on and just mess around. And
it was,
you know,
it was pure chaos, at least at first. And that was what made it awesome.
That's what made it fun.
And hilarious and fun to watch. Like as a stream watcher, I watched a lot of GTA Online and a lot of early PUBG when it was in that very chaotic state, and that's when I really, really enjoyed those games. And that's what I'm really liking about Fallout 76, is that there's like even still people are figuring stuff out. But yes, top 10 anime betrayal of all time. Dark Flux coming in, killing a wanted Robbie for 60 caps.
You know, he's actually in the chat right now, and he said it was an instigator's pickaxe with a sharp mod. Thank you very much.
So wait, you were wanted for 60 caps?
Yeah,
so
we murdered you to get
60 caps.
And I got a cut of that too.
It wasn't as clean cut as that. It was actually very sinister. There was a workshop that we all wanted to claim, but somebody else did. I'm like, well, there's four of us, one of them. I go in and throw some grenades, and they're like, oh, he has too much defenses up. Never mind. So I'm like, all right, fine. And as I'm walking away, yes, now with a 60 cap bounty on my head.
Because you were grenading him.
Dark Flux comes out of nowhere with his instigator's pickaxe and just one shots me in the back of the head.
With a sharp mod.
Yes.
With a sharp mod.
It was amazing. It was one of my favorite things that has ever happened in this game. The other crazy thing is that we've been actually getting to experience nuke zones, right? Like, we thought initially before this game was going to come out that nuke zones, like, the ability to launch a nuke was going to be pretty rare, and it still kind of is, but we've done, I think, four now together, and last night, dude, we fought one of those Scorched Beast Queens.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, fought is kind of an overstatement.
Wait, now a Scorch Beast was level 50. What level is a Scorch Beast Queen?
95. Legendary 3-star.
Oh, yes. So y'all threw paper balls at a Scorch Queen.
It gets worse than that. We wasted
bullets on a Scorch Queen.
It's not just the Queen. Everything else comes too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with no rhyme or reason. There was a 3-star legendary Myrlurk Queen. There was an albino legendary Deathclaw. There were Scorch. There were rats. There were there were giant hermit crabs that are living in buses.
I mean, at some point, we had more than half the server down there with us, and we weren't even making a dent. There was one, at one point, all right, so there's a grenade in the game that you can get that is basically
it's an orbital strike.
It's an orbital strike, so it'll basically call down a nuclear blast.
Several, I think.
Right? Yeah, I think it's like two or three.
Jeez.
And when the Scorched Beast Queen would land, this would go off and you'd see it take like a little bit of health off.
Oh, my
God. I mean,
gosh.
It was bananas. One of the hardest things, one of the craziest things I've ever fought in any game.
For you know it, there's going to be something in that game that pops up like absolute virtue and people are going to be sitting around.
God, I hope
so. Oh, this isn't meant to be killed. This is just meant to be here.
Well, yeah. and that's part of it is that I think that anyone who has a very real appreciation for old school MMOs is really going to enjoy Fallout 76, and those that maybe, you know, want things handed to them or they want, you know, shortcuts around stuff, it's very much not that game, and that may be what's tainting a lot of the reviews. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. We're currently talking about our weekend, mostly which consisted of Fallout 76. There was some family CNN and stuff in there as well.
That's what I need to get to here, because Thanksgiving came around, and by the way, it was nice to finally have a good answer to the question, what do you do now?
Yeah, right.
That was a nice change of pace. Also, what backwards year is this in 2018 where I've got family coming to me and saying, hey, can you get these video games set up for the kids?
Dude.
Can you show your nephew this? And you're like, I'm like, all right, you used to literally scream at me down the hallway to get off Final Fantasy XI.
Get out of your
family
room.
Events.
Get out of your room and come socialize. No, I know it's a weird about face. There was one point where like it was like my aunts were playing matchmaker between me and my cousins. Like
that's creepy. You need to rephrase that. That's creepy.
It is no, but it's weird because they were like trying to goad out of me like what I do with Checkpoint. And at some point they were like, go show them your laptop because I've got this crazy gaming laptop, this MSI laptop, and I take it out and I start playing Fallout 76, and so now I've got a bevy of kids around me just firing questions at me, and
mostly about Fortnite.
Exactly. And it was like, is this game like Fortnite?
No.
Can you win like Fortnite?
No.
Do you know
Ninja?
Do you know
I've
Ninja?
Heard of him.
Do you know Tim the Tap Man?
No.
Do you know Dr. Lupo? I mean, yes. It was just like so many. It was rapid
fire. Tell me you started lying halfway through. You're like, yeah, me and Ninja are best friends. I told him that you suck.
No, I told him I was friends with Tim the Tabman, and then they wouldn't leave me alone.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I did start lying halfway through because I just.
I couldn't have stayed honest.
Yeah, exactly. It was too much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Norris.
And then they were like, did you ever stream with Tim? I'm like, no, stop asking me. I was lying. What do you want from me, kid?
Norris, how about you? Yeah, what did you do with family?
Yeah.
Oh, I really only hung out with, like, my mom and a couple aunts and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
You, like, disappeared in our chat over the weekend.
That was part of the point.
I didn't want to talk
to
design.
I did not want to talk to none of y'all.
That's fair.
The thing is, man, is I just end up really committing to beating Red Dead, and I did, and I spent the rest of the weekend.
Ooh, congrats.
In a sad,
how'd you like the ending?
Depressed.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
State. Like, it's so sad, but it's so gratifying.
Yeah. Those are the best games. Like, when you finish it. Well, game, movie, book, whatever. When you finish it and you don't know how to just feel
I told Joe I haven't been that satisfied from the end of a game since The Last of Us.
Wow.
Which I was like,
and that's a heavy ending.
Yeah,
that's a real heavy ending.
I like it. It's a little bit more, you know, bows wrapped up at the end than The Last of Us, but still,
that's
great.
That's
game.
Great to hear. What's next on your list?
Probably Let's Go Eevee.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get in. You're not gonna get in the wasteland with us. Come on, man.
No,
We're waiting for you.
But it's always there.
All right. Well, listen. We want to hear from you. How was your holiday weekend? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint, we're gonna give the Ask Away game another shot and see if Joe's worked out the kinks. That discussion is ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint. That may be another phrasing right there.
Yeah, maybe.
Also, with December nearly here, we'll take a look ahead at the new releases coming out next month. That discussion will wrap up today's Checkpoint Daily. But ahead next, how can a game that Robbie and I plugged so many happy hours into over the holiday weekend also be one of the worst reviewed games right now? We're going to talk about reviews and review culture ahead next on Checkpoint.
This is Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. Want to thank everyone listening on the sports beat of East Texas, 104.3 in Carthage, 103.9 in Marshall, and 100.7 in Henderson, as well as 1250 and 94.5 ESPN San Antonio. Still ahead on Checkpoint Daily, Joe's insisting that we try his Ask Away game again, so let's see if he's fixed the rules. Plus, with December just around the corner, we have to take a look at the major releases coming out next month. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. So, right now, if you were to judge solely off of reviews, I mean, I would believe that you would think Fallout 76 is one of the worst games Bethesda has ever made, and maybe one of the worst games ever made, period.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, first of all, full disclosure, Fallout 76 has sponsored one of our broadcasts.
One of our podcasts. Yes, although that has run its course, so...
And we are free to say what we want.
We're free to say what we want.
We were never restricted.
We were
That's true.
We were never restricted. Yeah. We were only running 60-second ads for them.
But the thing is that Fallout 76, as Nate and Robbie usually illustrate on this show, is pretty fun. And if you're talking to people who are playing this game, everybody is saying how much of a great time they're having with the game.
We have dedicated a couple of discussions to talking about Fallout 76. Those of our audience that have been playing the game with us know how enthusiastically we've been playing it. And the thing is that, like, if you go to the Metacritic page for Fallout 76 right now, it is, like, some of the reviews that I'm seeing are just triggering me like crazy.
This game is
worse. I hate to use that word, but
No
it really
Man's
is.
Sky.
See, now, that is
patently wrong.
Hold on, that is utter trash. And here's the problem, and this is why I don't understand, because Fallout 76 is a game that Todd Howard and Bethesda have gone out of their way to say it is not Fallout 5.
Right.
It is not a sequel. It's not a pet project that they wanted to try because they had the opportunity to do
But we're not really even here to talk about Fallout 76 or try to play defense for it. That's not our job. Our job is not to defend any one game out there. Although I can tell you, I've been having a blast with it. The thing is, though, is that review culture, both inside of the game media industry, as well as privately, like any kind of review system, reviews are starting to be weaponized. I mean, I'm seeing YouTube review after YouTube review that are basically dumping on Fallout 76, and I can tell at least some of them have played it for at least a little amount of time.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say, listen, I'm not saying that Fallout 76 is perfect either. I've had a lot of connection problems with it. I have my own issues with it.
I've been saying since the beginning, I really wish the game had come out February 1st and had like 3 more months development time.
I agree.
I really wish it had.
Thoroughly agree, and it's going to take another couple of patches for, I think, people some of the more egregious bugs to be worked out of it.
Or even player issues themselves.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing, though, is that reviews are being weaponized because this game is being review bombed. You know, like whether you're talking about commenters on YouTube at the moment or you're talking about something like Metacritic or Amazon or whatever, this game is being review bombed, and it seems like it's being done in a very organized fashion by people who have never even bothered to pick up the game.
Who want Fallout 5.
Simply because it's not Fallout 5.
Well, and here's part of the issue, and we've talked about it many times on the show, is the fact that when it comes down to you know, online reviews or, you know, consumer reviews, part of the issue that we have is that there's a cohort of people who feel emboldened to make comments on things that they themselves don't even participate in. You can say that there's that's part of the foundation of the internet is talking about stuff you have no idea what you're talking about.
Sure.
True.
But the point of the matter is that when it comes to a game that's been put out and everybody that has an experience with that game has a positive one, there's an obvious disconnect that's happening now that's quite obvious to show that there's just people who are unhappy with the sheer fact that the game exists.
Yes.
That's not an honest review.
And that seems to be more of the reviews, more of the tone of the reviews that I've been hearing and seeing, as opposed to I spent X amount of hours in this game and here are its pros and cons. And the thing is that, listen, I've kind of washed my hands of the video game media industry and their sort of review culture, because we've known for years, people have exposed for years, that there are special backroom deals that go on to be able to inflate review scores. But now the world takes Twitch streamers and YouTube commentators very seriously as well. And I think in a lot of instances, specifically for YouTube creators, that there's a dogpiling effect that goes on. They see this game is not doing well and that there's a bit of a backlash against it, so I'm going to get right in there and try to add my voice to it.
Capitalize
without,
on it.
By the way, doing any of the footwork that would go along with putting those opinions out
there. Well, I mean, how many times have I made sly jokes about stuff like Heroes of the Storm without actually playing Heroes of the Storm and actively said on this show, you know what, I'm going to try it and play it before I trash it anymore.
And I think that that's important.
It's incredibly important, but the thing is that what this does to the games industry, what it does to the review apparatus, if you will, is it completely delegitimizes it, and it makes it difficult for somebody who's on the fence about a game to make any sort of actual real substantive decision based on these
things.
It's unfair to the consumer before anybody.
Absolutely. You're listening to Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Central Texas, KZRI and KTON in Waco, Texas, as well as ESPN 97.5 in Houston and the Horn 104.9 in Austin, Texas. We're currently talking about reviews and review culture, and they do very much seem compromised, and from both sides of the fence, whether it's the established gaming media sites like IGN or Kotaku or whoever, those opinions seem very much up for sale. But so do Twitch streamers, and the thing that concerns me there is that they don't even have the protection of a large company when they're making decisions and signing documents like that. And I think that that is hugely problematic for anyone anyone who wants to make anything like Twitch streaming or being a part of games media long term very problematic. You like, honestly, when you there's a line that you can overstep when you cease to be a gaming journalist and now you are a paid spokesperson.
Yeah. Well, it's also compounded by how abstract reviewing can even be sometimes. You know, the moment that really broke review culture in general for me was when Prey first came out, another Bethesda game. And I remember, I think it was a Kotaku reviewer had given it, loved the game, but had given it like a 3 or a 4 out of 10 because there was a bug in there that deleted your file. That bug was removed 3 days later, but that review was still out there with a 3, 4 out of 10 on it. Anybody who comes across that is going to say, whoa, that's really low for a Bethesda game. I'm not touching it.
And at the end of the day, that's why we don't like sticking a number on a game.
You'll never hear a Checkpoint review, never. Except for Bubsy.
We did one for Bubsy as a joke. We'll probably do one for Bubsy 4 as a joke.
I would not probably submit that review to Metacritic. That's all I'm saying.
That would be fair. But at the end of the day, we don't like putting a number on there because a couple reasons. One, the game may improve afterwards. I mean, Fallout 76 is gonna be one of those games I think that will be reviewed much better a year from now.
Just
when
Elder
all the sites go back
online.
And do
exactly
just
like
when
most
they go back
MMOs.
And do Fallout 76 1 year later.
Right,
where's that?
Exactly. And Robbie, you had brought up Elder Scrolls Online, another yep. game that I've plugged
Even
over
no
500
Man's
hours
Sky.
Into 500 hours into Elder Scrolls Online, and I played the beta and hated the beta. I do understand how these games evolve over time, and actually I think that Bethesda has earned my trust to be able to improve it, and there's enough there that I like, so I don't see a problem with it.
And Robert, to your point, you mentioned No Man's Sky, maybe
Way
the most
game.
Blasted release ever, and now when people review it a year later or a year and a half down the line, people actually review it fairly positively.
Quick point I want to point out to you about No Man's Sky. They actively lied about what would mm-hmm. be in there at launch.
They did.
You guys are burning Bethesda because it's exactly what they told you it would be.
That's the problem that I really have with this whole kerfuffle specifically, is because we got exactly what Bethesda said was going to be in that box, and I couldn't be happier with that experience.
And the thing is, so I asked the question, does it even mean reviews are still viable in an era where games will continually be supported throughout... You know, throughout history.
I think the bottom has definitely fallen out. Like, I don't think that there are very many people who actively go to reviews when they're deciding on a game purchase. I think that people will go watch somebody stream something. They will mm-hmm. watch them as they play it to be able to make a bit more of an informed decision. And I do think that that's fair. Although there are just as many backroom deals to make sure that a Twitch streamer is playing a certain game at a certain time so that that exposure happens.
Right. I think the value of a you know, out of the box review isn't what it once was. I think there's a level of importance to it, like in the case of something like No Man's Sky, where what was delivered was blatantly not what was promised. It's important to be able to call someone out on that and give the consumer a warning therein. But when someone's being honest about what it is, even if you don't like the product, there's a level of context you need for the review. Perfect example. In a month and a half's time or so, Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to come out.
Right.
And we here at Checkpoint could not, I think, in good faith, do a review of Kingdom Hearts 3 because the context around us, you know, we're probably not going to like it for reasons. It's going to be exactly what the developer promised, most likely.
Right.
However, we're not going to like that.
Listen, we want to hear from you. Who do you trust when you're trying to decide if you want to buy a game or not? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on the gram. Still ahead on Checkpoint, December's nearly here, so we'll take a look at the major releases due out next month. That discussion is ahead in about 10 minutes here on Checkpoint. But ahead next, the last time we tried to play Joe's Ask Away game didn't go very well.
No, it did not.
Let's see if he's fixed the rules. That's ahead next here on Checkpoint XP Daily from Beasley Esports XP and Westwood One.
This is Checkpoint Radio. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointradio.com. This is Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Hey, what? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, eSports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com for full episodes on demand, both of the weekly national show and the brand new Checkpoint Daily. Podcasts like the Checkpoint Podcast, as well as our Overwatch podcast, Low Team Damage, and an archive of interviews like David Hayter, voice actor for Snake from the Metal Gear franchise, Jonas Jerebko, NBA player and owner of the Detroit Renegades, and Xavier Woods, WWE superstar and host of Up Up Down Down. So Joe's got this game he's forced us to play once already. It's called Ask Away, and he's now tweaked the rules a little bit, and I think we're going to give it another shot. Let's go over the rules so everyone understands how this works. So,
if this isn't fun, we're playing another one called the Go Away Game.
Jeez. So, okay. I have a person, place, or a thing here. I'm going to tell you which one it is.
So it is a noun, guys.
Yes. You will be able to ask me questions, yes or no questions about what it is. If I answer yes, you get to answer ask another question. If I answer no, it goes to the next person. Whoever guesses it first gets a point.
Okay.
I will. If we go through a round of it and you guys still haven't gotten it, I'll give you guys another clue to help you move it along. Okay?
All right.
All right. This first one is a character. And Norris, I will let you ask the first question.
All right, is it a male?
It could be. Yes and no.
Okay. Is it a Nintendo character?
Yes.
Is it round?
No.
Is it a Pokemon?
No.
Is it a Pokemon character?
No. It made its first appearance in the early 90s. Very early 90s.
Is it Kirby?
No.
That would have been round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you wasted that one.
Is it a mascot?
Yes.
Is it Mario?
No.
Oh, I asked if it was male.
It can be male or female.
Oh!
Robbie,
your
turn.
I'm going to give my turn to Norris.
Is it Yoshi?
No.
Oh. You got to give it to us.
Okay, we went through a couple rounds. It is Chocobo.
A Chocobo.
Chocobo
isn't a Nintendo. That's not a mascot.
First of all, Chocobo is absolutely a mascot for Final Fantasy.
Not.
It is not. But it's not a Nintendo character.
Not a Nintendo character.
It was when it first came out.
Give me the phone.
You are off to off to a very bad start here.
All right. I got another one. And Joe, we're going to start with you. Okay? This is a company.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, you can't because you wrote them down.
You know exactly what it is.
This now takes an entire person out of the game, Norris. What are you doing?
I don't care. He's bad at this game.
Make one up yourself so he can participate.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Here
there
we go. It's still a company.
There you go.
All right. Do we hate them?
No.
Are they beloved within the industry?
No. Mediocre.
Are they an American company?
No. Here's another hint. They're responsible for at least three of the most beloved franchises in gaming.
But they're not a beloved company?
Did they start in the 90s?
No. They're Japanese.
Is it Konami?
No, but close.
Oh.
Oh, man. Japanese company, three titles.
Now I know.
All right, I passed an eight.
Is it Capcom?
It's Capcom.
Okay, there we go.
That should have been obvious, given who's asking.
Going back, it should have been.
All right.
You got another one?
Yep, I got one more.
All right.
This is a person. We're going to start with Nate.
Is it a game developer?
Yes.
Is his last name colloquially known by one letter?
No.
Oh.
Is it Tom Howard? Todd Howard?
No.
Tom Howard?
Who's Tom Howard?
Oh my god!
Failbot!
Are they an American developer?
No.
Are they a Japanese developer? Okay. Is it a developer working with Capcom?
No.
No, I wouldn't know them anyway.
Is it Kojima?
All right, finally we got one. All right, I got one.
Okay, you got one.
All right, it's a character from a video game.
And I'll go ahead and start.
Okay,
are they in Super Smash Brothers?
No.
That's such a good question.
I know.
Are they on Sony consoles?
Yes.
Are they male?
Yes.
Do they have a beard?
No.
Are they a mascot?
Yes. For the series.
It's a series.
Okay.
It's a series.
All right. Are they above the age of 30?
No.
Do they have 3 games or more?
More. Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be yes or no questions.
Yeah, do they have 3 games or more? Yes or no? Okay. Were they created prior to 2000?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Oh.
I don't know.
We'll just count that as a no. Are they an RPG character?
Yeah, it's kind of an RPG.
I feel like we get a clue at this point.
You're supposed to give us a clue.
You can see it in this room.
Is it Sora?
It is!
Yes!
All right, so Robbie
has become a mascot. I just didn't know. I didn't know when the first Kingdom Hearts came out.
I don't know or care enough. I got one. It's going to be rapid fire. Here we go. It is a character.
Okay. Are they an Overwatch character?
No.
Are they an RPG character?
No.
Are they in Smash?
No.
Is it from a Bethesda game?
No.
Is it from a Nintendo game?
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta give us a clue.
All right. Fur.
Oh, fur. Okay.
Is it Bubsy?
Yeah.
That was actually on my list of ones to do.
Man, we play this game way better than Joe does.
Seriously, how are you so bad? You're consistently bad at this game. When you say it is a Nintendo character, Nintendo is a developer and a hardware maker. You can't say because the game was on the hardware that qualifies for a Nintendo character.
Here's the problem, but if
Nintendo
I say no...
Nintendo would have had to make the game!
But if I say no, and it's a character that first appeared on a Nintendo console, that doesn't make sense either.
No, we wouldn't have been...
What are you talking about?
Chocobo is a Squaresoft creation.
Yes, thank you.
It belongs to Square.
Has nothing to do with Nintendo. That was such a misread
You're
of that
so,
question.
So awful.
I don't
at
know
this joke.
How. Yeah. How? It's impressively bad.
Yeah, I still disagree.
No, you are the only person who can make up a game that they suck at.
We want to see the chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp filled with the Uncle Bubs emote. And you can pick that up if you're a subscriber to Checkpoint XP. Again, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Well, what did you think of Joe's Ask Away game? Did it work this time? No. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on the gram. Coming up next on Checkpoint, it's almost December, which means that it's time for us to take a look at the big releases set to come out next month. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP from Beasley Esports XP and Westwood One.
Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, Esports and Gaming Radio. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. I want to thank everyone listening on the Fanatic in Philadelphia, as well as everyone listening on ESPN Pittsburgh. Make sure you're following us over at our freshly partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Got a ton of new emotes, including our beautiful faces, as well as not one, but two cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes. There's only one place to get them. That's over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. It's almost December, and after one of the busiest fall seasons we've had in years, you'd think there'd be nothing left for the holidays. Well, we've got all the major releases set up for December, starting with, drumroll please, Joe, take it away.
We're going to start with Beholder 2 coming out on PC. So here's the thing, right?
What was that?
Yeah. A lot of the big releases are September, October, November.
Your Pokemons.
Your Pokemons. Your Fallouts. Your Red Dead.
It wants to hit before Black Friday.
Everyone's trying to get out before Black Friday.
That is true. By the way, can I never, ever hear about somebody complaining about a game that releases just prior to Black Friday, and then there's a huge discount on it for Black Friday? If you want to wait, like, wait and get the discount. Don't complain that you bought it at full price and then it's on sale 2 weeks later, because you know when Black Friday is, it doesn't move.
It's always at the same time. No, you're
seriously,
right.
Seriously, I'm so tired of that. I saw so many people complaining. I just bought this for $60. Now it's $35. Yeah, you could have waited 2 weeks like the rest of everyone else.
If you want it day one at the crack of dawn, or midnight in most cases, you pay the extra price.
Dude, that is just, I hate that. That is the most invalid complaint I hear from gamers, and that needs to stop.
So, December 4th is playing host to a lot of releases in addition to Beholder 2. We also have Gear Club Unlimited 2 for the Switch. We have the new Rosticons Rumble for Hearthstone.
Is any of this?
Okay, listen. Okay, Hearthstone expansion, people are going to be excited about that.
Of course.
All right, so let's give credit where credit is due.
All right, well, we also have Just Cause 4, PC, PS4, and Xbox.
I like Just Cause. I hate to say it this way, Just Cause is a game that I will buy unflinchingly without a shadow of a doubt in an instant when it's on sale.
Not just when it's on. I actually
should have waited for Black Friday.
Honestly. But like the thing I love about Just Cause is that I understand Rockstar can't pump out a Grand Theft Auto every couple of years, but that it actually scratches my Grand Theft Auto destruction itch in a way that a lot of other games, sort of like Saints Row, don't do. And I will always welcome a new Just Cause game. I just really hope that it doesn't take as long as Just Cause 3 does to load. Because you could eat an entire meal in those loading screens. It was awful.
December 4th will also release Mutant Year Zero Road to Eden.
I got to play this out at E3. One that I'm really looking forward
what
to.
What is it exactly?
It plays very similar to the type of genre that XCOM is, but it also has like a real-time element to it.
I've played the tabletop RPG Mutant Year Zero.
Yeah, and actually, one of the things that they mentioned too is that when we were in there talking to the people, you know, beforehand when they were getting it set up, is that the guy who owns it has turned down people who wanted to make this into a game time and time and time and time again.
Is that right?
And this studio actually got him to agree like to it because they thought they were staying very, very loyal to the material. So yeah, no, it was a really fun game. The whole setup is really, really cool, and I'm really interested in getting my hands on this.
There
one.
You go. For Mutant Year Zero fans out there, you can check that out. Again, that's December 4th. A lot happening on December 4th.
Yep. That'll also play host to Override Mech City Brawl, which, what is that?
Isn't it? Is the question?
I don't know.
There's a lot of words in that name.
Override Mech City Brawl. I'm pretty sure that they just took word magnets and threw them up at the fridge, and that's what stuck.
It's got to be Armored Core.
Envision this being the Fortnite of Armored Core.
There you go. And last night, December 1st, we
play that. Why did you describe something that I would actually play?
Well, go maybe grab Override. I don't know.
Fortnite with mechs. Yes, Fortnite with mechs. Honestly, like a mech battle Royale doesn't sound like the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Ooh, that'd be dope.
Right? Like, you don't drop in with the mechs, you can find them.
If Armored Core said the next Armored Core was Battle Royale, ooh, I'd buy it.
Oh, yeah.
If From Software said Battle Royale mode and
you still get to customize your Armored Core?
Can we please?
On the go, yeah.
You can From Software,
them.
Cut the check.
Can we please stop describing games I want to play so damn badly? That's,
all right.
Oh.
How about we describe games that you don't want to play? December 4th, Toki comes out for the Switch.
What is that?
Who knows? December 6th, Jagged Alliance. Rage is coming out.
Ugh, yikes. Okay. I don't know what that is.
Also on December 6th, we have The Last Remnant remastered.
No. Square Enix, stop. Go home. You're drunk. Why would you remaster that piece of garbage? I hated that game, and for every good reason, because it was barely even a game.
Toki is a game from 1989.
Wow.
Toki, the thing that used to spit at people.
The cult action platformer game originally released on arcade
machines
in
1999.
I actually remember that.
That used to be on Double Dare.
That's actually not bad. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. We're currently going through the list of new releases headed to shelves in December. I think we left off at December 7th there.
December 7th has four releases coming out. We've got Iris.pc or Iris.fall on the PC.
Anyone? No one?
Katamari Damacy reroll.
I'll get it
if it's not $60.
I will buy this.
I agree. If it's $30, I'm in.
Yeah, especially on the Switch. That's a really Switch friendly game right there. And it's been a while since I've played Katamari. I'm looking forward to this.
We've also got PUBG coming for PS4 release. And we have
Is PUBG on PS4 even relevant at all anymore?
Would you like to fail from the comfort of your couch?
Not really. I feel like if I was going to buy a game like that on PS4 right now, I would buy Call of Duty, even though I already own it on PC.
Didn't you want to potentially get this on the PS4? Because with other people also picking up at the same time, you might be able to get ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and then
even
after I said that, I realized that it didn't make sense because I'm really bad at console-based shooters, too. So
that's fair.
It's not going to go well for me. None of this goes well for me.
Because here we are, the only game that matters for this whole damn month.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate for the Switch comes out December 7th as well.
There it is. I was waiting for that.
If you guys have been following the headlines, but full copies of the game have actually already leaked.
Yes.
I've heard data miners have been able to get a hold of it. You're playing with fire if you're one of those. I would not go anywhere near that with a 10-foot pole. Mm-mm. Nintendo's
legal, about to hit you with that elbow drop. Right quick.
You're definitely going to get a ban from the service, but I would definitely look out because Nintendo Legal is very hot, they're on it, man. Litigious. That's the word I was looking for.
December 12th is going to play host to Insurgency Sandstorm, and December 13th we'll have, your guess is as good as mine, Gris.
Grits.
Grits.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's Gris. I did not spell that wrong. Okay.
Is it Grizz or Grizz?
Grizz sounds
Grizz.
G-R-I-S.
I'm legit.
I know it has an S, but if you say it out loud, I think you...
Gris makes no sense.
Yeah. What is Gris?
I legit thought it was Grits.
Gris is a hopeful young girl lost in her own world, dealing with a painful experience in her life.
Well, I'm glad that the title told me that.
And lastly, December 14th has Borderlands 2 VR coming out for PSVR. And by the way,
what year is this?
You're correct.
It's for VR. It might be okay.
It might be fun. And on that note, if you're wondering, wait a minute, that was just December 14th. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, because
that's it for December.
There's a big wide nothing. I don't know what we're going to do on this show because there is no games coming out. There's no esports events.
Esports is slow.
We're going to do what every other show does. We're going to do some obligatory reward shows and some evergreen segments.
Yeah,
because that's what we're going to have to talk about.
We might actually have to learn how to tap dance. And I mean, not just like make things up, but I mean,
no, really tap dance.
Genuinely tap dance. All right, that's all the time we got for today. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show for esports and gaming on the radio. Visit our website over at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Checkpoint Daily will be back tomorrow with the latest in esports and gaming news. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Corpus, and of course my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Radio, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointradio.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.